Biblically-centered kids.
Hello! Today's a great day for Testament Tuesday. It's June 3rd, 2025, and we're so glad you're listening to the Biblically Centered Kids Podcast. My name is Mr. Johnny.
And this is Miss Danica.
And this week we are on Virtue W, which says, we wisely steward all God has entrusted to us, being faithful to use it responsibly.
Today, we are going to read a story from the Old Testament in the Bible that illustrates this week's biblical family virtue. We love reading from the Bible because it's the book God gave us that tells us all about Him. When we read it, we can discover what He's done in the past and then learn what He has to say to us today. I can't wait to dive into God's Word, where we find absolute truth, godly wisdom, and the unchanging promises of our Creator.
A long, long time ago, the world was full of people who had completely forgotten about God. They were making really poor choices every day and didn't care about right or wrong.
Uh-oh.
But there was one man who did love and follow God, and his name was Noah.
God saw that Noah was different. He was faithful, honest, and obedient. So God told Noah something very important. I am going to send a great flood to wash the earth clean, but I want you to build a giant boat, an ark, so that you, your family, and all the animals will be safe.
Now Noah had never seen a flood before. He didn't even live near the sea, but Noah didn't argue or ignore God. Instead, he listened carefully and used his time, energy, and resources wisely, just like a good steward. Day after day, Noah and his family worked on the ark. It was huge. It had to be big enough to carry two of every kind of animal. Tall giraffes, noisy elephants, hopping kangaroos, and even tiny little mice.
People laughed at Noah. Why are you building a boat in the middle of dry land? They teased. But Noah kept going and going, trusting God and managing everything He had given him with care. Finally, the ark was finished. God sent the animals two by two, and they walked right into the ark. Noah and his family went in too. Then God shut the door.
And then the rain came. It poured and poured until water covered everything. But Noah, his family, and the animals were safe because Noah prepared wisely and faithfully. After many, many days, the rain stopped. And then later, the ark came to rest on dry ground. And Noah and the animals came out. And the very first thing Noah did, he gave thanks to God and worshiped Him.
God was pleased with Noah's heart and promised never to flood the whole earth again. He put a beautiful rainbow in the sky as a reminder of His promise.
Noah shows us what it means to wisely steward God's gifts. He listened, obeyed, and used what God gave him. His time, skills, and strength to do something amazing. And when it was all over, he didn't take the credit. He gave God the glory. Just like Noah, we can choose to be faithful stewards too. Whether it's with something as small as our toys or something big like our talents or our time or even our kindness, we can use the things that God gives us to help others and to honor Him.
Let's pray. God, help us to be wise and faithful with everything You've trusted us with. Teach us to use what we have to love others and to bring You glory. May we always listen to Your voice and do what is right. In Jesus' name,
amen. Well, you kids know what to do. Don't forget to have your mom and dad visit biblicallycentered.com to get those free downloads on our weekly virtue.
We're so glad you joined us in the Old Testament today. Until next time.